In this bulletin, at least 16 people left injured after a shooting at Sydney's Inner West. The friend of an Australian activist detained in Israel claims he's been physically abused. And in football, Ange Postecoglou is under pressure at his new Premier League side, Nottingham Forest. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. At least 16 people have been confirmed injured after a shooting at Sydney's Inner West on Sunday night, as police now investigate the motives of the shooter. The 60-year-old alleged shooter is in hospital awaiting to be questioned after he allegedly fired shots from a unit above a business in Croydon Park. New South Wales Police's Acting Superintendent Stephen Parry says there's no link between the alleged gunman and the injured. He also says police happened to drive past when the shooting occurred.
Well, we secured the premises and the scene fairly quickly. Specialist resources were deployed promptly, including aerial support, which we had visual on the person at various stages, and we were confident in the plan that we had and that we'd secured that person within the location. And then we executed a successful tactical plan.
And the Coalition has criticised the Albanese government for what they call a lack of transparency after six women and children reportedly returned to Australia from Syria's Al-Roj detention camp via Lebanon last Friday. Al-Roj is home to more than 2,500 women and children. The women are often referred to as ISIS brides, given their perceived or real links to fighters of the self-proclaimed Islamic State group. The camp currently houses 37 Australian citizens, including 25 children. The opposition's James Patterson has criticised Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke for not revealing if the government is aware of the group's return to Australia.
It's just not good enough for him not to front up to the media and for the public to answer questions about what the government knew, when they knew it, and what they did about the desire of these so-called ISIS brides and their children to return to Australia.
A Home Affairs spokesperson has told SBS News the Australian government is not involved in any assistance or repatriation of the individuals. A friend and supporter of Surya McEwen, one of at least six Australians detained by Israel after attempting to breach their naval blockade of Gaza, claims his treatment by Israeli authorities violated various international laws. McEwen's friend Jess Mamone says upon arrival to Israel's Ashdod port, he was allegedly slapped, had his arms dislocated, his head slammed into the ground, and was threatened with sexual abuse. He was on board one of the 50 vessels of the Gaza aid flotilla, which was intercepted by Israel last week in their attempt to deliver food and medicine to civilians trapped inside the Palestinian enclave. The activist group, the Global Movement to Gaza, says there are now seven Australians in Israeli detention, a number not yet confirmed by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Dutch activist Roos Ikama is one of the 170 activists that have already been deported by Israel after their detainment. She says Western activists were treated differently but were still subjected to violence and dehumanization.
There was some dehumanizing and violence and shouting, but we got the European treatment. It doesn't compare to the torture that Palestinian people are facing, so I cannot complain. But still, I cannot explain how relieved I am to be here.
Back in Australia, the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and opposition leader Susan Lee have sent their well wishes to Australians who celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival on Monday. The Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival, is one of Asia's most treasured traditions that celebrates family reunion and joy. In a video message to SBS Chinese, Ms. Lei says the traditional festival has enriched Australian culture.
Your traditions, eating mooncakes, lighting lanterns, and gathering with family add to the richness of Australia's cultural life. I've always believed that our strength comes from people of all backgrounds coming together, keeping their traditions alive and making Australia home.
And in football, Ange Postecoglou insists that the results will come at new Premier League side Nottingham Forest despite a fifth defeat in seven winless games since taking over as manager. Forest were beaten 2-0 by Newcastle United this morning. The pressure is mounting on Postecoglou, something he says he relishes after the disappointing result.
I love a fight. So it's a fight, so it's a struggle, so what? That's okay. Now, if people outside don't think I'm the right person, or even internally don't think I'm, it makes no difference for me.
Elsewhere, Everton ended Crystal Palace's 19-match unbeaten streak in a 2-1 win, while Aston Villa and Manchester City both entered the international break with wins. I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.